Well, here I am in Windsor Guildhall, finished in 1690. I don't know who designed it, actually. Christopher Wren was born in Windsor, lived it for many years. I don't think he designed it, despite being such a famous architect. And got all sorts of artifacts going back to the Stone Age. Look at that. And how the Romans were here, just outside at Cox Green. That's just a few miles west, slightly northwest. And obviously there have been people in the area since 3000 BC. And look at the army was here, or still is here. Huge numbers. I remember in the 90s, pubs saying, you know, no military there, seen as likely to be troublemakers and so on. Okay, and look at some of these medals here. And the dock, famously, a man was put on trial for attempting to assassinate a Britannic Majesty in 1882, found not guilty by reason of insanity, and spent the rest of his life in Broadmoor Psychiatric Hospital. So there's been a bridge here since about 1090, a wooden bridge. Where Eden Bridge is now. Eden Bridge has been there for 201 years now, closed to motor traffic about 1970, and had a toll till the early 20th century. Look at this, we're very close to Eton. So, very close to Old Windsor, sorry, and Old Windsor is only 2 miles east of here, but then William the Conqueror decided to build a castle on the hill above Clewer, forced the local Anglo-Saxon peasantry at sword point to carry buckets of earth to pile up the motte, and then build the wooden castle, eventually rebuilt in stone after a few decades when it compacted. Look, flooding there. Well, you'll often see that the front door is built several steps up from the street to prevent flooding coming into the house, but there have not been serious floods for over a century. And look at that, Windsor, how it enormously expanded. Okay, some fine-looking 19th century brick buildings, not much older than that, apart from the castle, of course. So a very flat area. So this castle hill is the only hill from Milton House of Mines around. And the guy who wrote the whatever it's called, the German instrument surrender, wrote it in English. He lived here, was manager of the Theatre Royal. And look at this in the room above us. That's where Elton John and David Furnish had a civil partnership, because they live on Crimps Hill, just outside Old Windsor. It's only about 3 miles away. And through that door and upstairs is where the weddings take place to this day, civil weddings. Okay, anything else I would like to say? So that's about it, really. And that's out to the street, the old stocks. This place opened Tuesday and Wednesday. I've never, ever been into the Guildhall, despite being in the area, you know, something like, my God, 33 years on and off. Okay, so that is the Guildhall. Guilds is in, like, cross between a trades union and a professional association. There I was always telling my tourists, it's the town hall. It's the Guildhall. Okay, so I shall switch it off now. Aerial post going by plane, isn't that amazing? Oh, and the little children can draw to entertain themselves. So now is the Royal Borough of Windsor and Maidenhead. They amalgamated in 1970.